Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Meditation is not a way of making the mind quiet. It's a way of entering into the quiet that's already there, buried under the 50,000 thoughts that the average person thinks every day. Deepak Chopra said that, and today is April 19th, and this is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on OM Times. Want to thank you so much for joining us for another Wisdom Wednesday, and I promise that this show is going to be very intuitive. It's going to be very eye-opening for you. We hope that you will call in with your questions. We do have a live call-in line here in the United States. That's 1-202-570-7057. I'm Mark Lane Hart, the Intuitive Prospector, coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. And I just want to thank our inspired listeners all around the world. We are a growing show every Wednesday here at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And just thank you so much for joining us for your lunch break, your dinner break, wherever you're at in the world. We truly appreciate our inspired listening community. Wanted to let you know that I have a few upcoming events here in April, and let you know that next Tuesday here in Seattle, Washington, I'm going to be at a comedy club doing a spiritual demonstration and bringing through the power of laughter and joy with our spiritual loved ones. I'm also going to be teaching a class next week over on the OM Times Learning platform, Worrying Means We Suffer Twice. And then I start my mini tour in Boston, Massachusetts on May 4th through the 8th. So if you're in the Boston area, I'd love to work with you doing a demonstration workshop and a private sitting. You can get more information on my website at marklanehart.com. Just check out the upcoming events. And you can also find me under the Intuitive Prospector or Best American Psychics. Every Wednesday here on the radio show is my wonderful, talented, lovely, and busy co-host, Kim Falcon, joining us from Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Kim.
Hello, Mark, and hello to all of our inspired listeners and community. You have to excuse my voice. Today I wasn't even sure if I was going to be able to participate because yesterday I lost my voice altogether. But I'm so glad to be here, and I'm always so glad to be a part of our community and just to be able to learn from all of the guests that we have on. Every week we learn something new, and that's what I love about this time of the week. As Mark said, I'm Kim Falcon, founder of my bi-coastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen in the beautiful states of Richmond, Virginia, and also Encino, California, where the goal is to raise consciousness one soul at a time. If I can help you to transform your life so that you can heal what needs to be healed and move forward living the life you are meant to live, which is one of joy, through my readings, energy healings, or using the power of your mind with hypnotherapy, please, please reach out to me. You can find me at lovefirst.info. I would love to hear from you. I do have a couple of announcements as well. First, I am so very excited to be announcing that I will be coming back to California the first 2 weeks of June and will be available for in-person sessions in my Encino office. Please, please be sure to book now because I have a feeling that time is going to come and go so fast while I'm there. But I'm just very much looking forward to being able to see some of my clients in person again and, you know, meet up with old friends and family. Also, the other announcement that I do have is next week on Tuesday the 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Psychic World is going to be interviewing me, and I'll also be doing live mini readings. So I believe it's going to be on the Google Hangout platform, but I will be posting the links and information on social media. So please keep a lookout for that. I think it's going to be a fun hour, and I think it's going to be fun doing these mini readings for everyone. So I'm excited about that. And again, this is through Psychic World, which you can find me at right now, too, if you're interested in doing immediate readings available on a chat platform. So that's kind of a way that you can work with me as well. And I just want to give a quick shout out to Mom and Dad, who I believe are listening to the show now. They are driving back across country from Richmond to L.A., and they left today. So I miss you already. Thank you for listening and being a part of our Inspired community and driving.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Happy to see you in a few weeks. So if you would like to interact with us on social media, you can do so at any time. You can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us. And Google Plus, Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And this is also where you can interact with us and find out about upcoming shows, send through your questions. As Mark mentioned, you can also call in live on our call in line, 202-570-7057. You can catch all of our archives on Ohm Times Radio Archives, Podbean, SoundCloud. You can find some of Mark's favorite shows on marklanehart.com. You can also find some on mine, my website at lovefirst.info. You can listen to us on YouTube and iTunes. I think we've covered our bases there, Mark. There's all kinds of places you can come back and listen to all of our podcasts. Yeah. So thank you for being with us. And back to you, Mark.
Awesome. Yeah, lots of great shows out there, Kim. We're heading towards our big 100th show here. Probably this summer is when we'll hit our 100th show. So we've been doing this for some time now. And like Kim said, great places to find all of the inspiring guests that we've had on. And that's why I love doing radio, because we learn so much. And Kim, just want to send you some love and healing, that your voice gets well. And I also want to just send some love and healing to our planet, to societies all around the world. There's just a lot going on in the world. And so just want to, just let you know to be kind, be caring, be compassionate, smile at a stranger, take it one day at a time and keep your thoughts positive. So just want to send that out. And our Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation for the month of April is, this ties right into this, is I love myself in totality and I radiate positive energy. So if you can say that through the day, when you wake up, when you're eating lunch, or when you're going to bed, I love myself in totality and I radiate positive energy. That is the Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation for the month of April. So we're going to bring our guest on. We're going to talk about Jill Willard and what is she doing and what has she done and what has she written. And we're going to be talking about her book, The Intuitive Being. Jill, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mark and Kim. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Love
so we're going to talk about, yeah, lots of positivity. We need that right now with everything that's going on. So we're gonna have a positive show. We're gonna radiate positive energy, and we're gonna talk about your book that's getting a lot of talk about the book, and it's getting a lot of interest in the book. I went to your website and was just listening to one of your videos and talking about intuitive, but it's about how children can benefit from intuitive parents, which I think is very important in today's society, because we learn a lot of our, behaviors from our parents, learned behaviors, even when we're in utero. I was, listening to mindfulness and just in utero, how we can pick up our mom's emotions just before we even come into the physical earth. But it's also how to open up the feminine intuitive side of energy. So we're going to have in a few minutes here, Jill, we're going to get into our first break. But I just want to talk about your background and what the work that you're doing and who you've worked with. You've worked with some pretty amazing people, it looks like. But you're an intuitive medium. You're a speaker, an author. You got this book that you've written about the intuitive being, but you've also become a beloved spiritual guide to some very high-powered high-achieving creators and culture makers, from Academy Award-winning actress Gwyneth Paltrow, Patricia Arquette, which I found very interesting. Because Patricia was a, you know, she did the whole show Medium, and you know, as a medium, yep. I think that's pretty cool, you know. And James Van Praagh, who was, yep. you know, producer behind the scenes, wrote that. So, and you've also yep. worked with some, you know, high-powered executives at Google and Facebook. So you believe mm-hmm. that we possess intuition far more powerful than we have dreamed of. Totally agree with you, and we'll be talking about that. Mm-hmm. And that there are simple steps we can learn to truly hear that inner voice guiding us to our best lives. You've worked mm-hmm. on Goop.com, MindBodyGreen.com, and Elle, among other publications, and you are the co-founder of I Am Meditation. And you're down there in Manhattan Beach, California, with your husband and three children. And I'm sure the weather is nice and warm down there.
It is.
It's cold and rainy up here in Seattle. We get used to it, but we usually don't hit our summer till about July 5th. So we've got a few more months before the weather changes. But I love Manhattan Beach, and I'm mm-hmm. jealous that Kim's going back to California for a few weeks as well. So I'm going to come down and join you guys just yeah. to get some vitamin D. But tell us about the book. We're going to be going to our first break here in just about 30 seconds. But let's talk about the intuitive being. And if you hear music, that just means we're cutting to break.
No problem. So Intuitive Being is a book on how to clear and open up your body so you can be more present and intuitive. And the feminine side is that connective side. So that's where we help clear the patterns of the past and let go. So exactly as Deepak said, we can just touch base with our inner quiet that's always been there.
And that was perfect timing. You must be intuitive. that was perfect timing. And we're going to go
Thank
to our
you.
First break here. Have a lot
no
of fun,
problem.
Lots of positivity with our very special guest, Jill Willard. We'll be
it's
back
great.
Here in 2 minutes on Inspire Live Radio with Mark and Kim. Stick around.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts, brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on OM Times. Just want to say thank you so much for being one of our inspired listeners all around the world. You can listen to this show live every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern from any device anywhere in the world. You don't need a password. You don't need a username. We have a lot of fun. Come join us here on Inspired Living Radio. We timed the break just perfect. We have our very special guest today, intuitive medium speaker, author Jill Willard. Thanks for joining us, Jill. Good timing right before we went to break.
Thank you.
So let's pick up the conversation where we left off, talking about your book, mm-hmm. The Intuitive Being, and introduce yourself to our global audience all around the world and our inspired listeners. Let them get to know you.
Thank you. So I'm Jill, and this site of being intuitive is actually my heredity. But I, as well, I believe in utero, like you mentioned earlier, started to really tune into the environment around me and kind of work with it. So I stayed peaceful, if that makes sense. And I grew up with very kind, safe mm-hmm. parents, so that was helpful. But the emotional aspect wasn't open, even some of the mental aspect. My poor parents, I was a pretty intellectual kid. So I learned to really open up the right side of my mind. And that's what intuitive being is all about. We all have that right side of the mind. Intuition is there, but also connectivity and all that. And then mm-hmm. long story short, I came out publicly a little over 10 years ago, and Patricia Arquette was still on Medium, and she was one of my first mm-hmm. clients, and I adore her still. And she has a lot of this going in her own being. And then from there, I kind of got exposed and put out in the world. As some of your listeners might know, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. That wasn't the plan, but it is a joy to share all this information and really bring that joy and laughter and quiet into everyone's lives, because you all have it within, and just helping everyone see and know that. So that's how Intuitive Being came about, the book.
And Jill, how long did it take you? First, I got to say, I love the name Jill, because that's actually my mom's name. So if my mom's listening, I'll give her a quick shout out as well.
Thank you. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. how long did it take you to write this book and put this together? So you've been doing this work professionally for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, because next week we're going to have another guest on talking about how to write a book. And I think that's important when you have a message to share with the world. That's very important.
Yeah, well, I think number one for everyone, and some people don't like to hear this, is you need to make sure your message isn't out there yet, or you're working with your guides or nature or your God or source energy to make sure you make it in divine timing, not just your kind of left brain wish timing, because rushing it doesn't work, especially in the now, as we know, in 2017. So to answer your question, in 2011, the summer of 2011, our kids were 2 and 4, our first 2 kids. I wrote it in the summer against the fence of Oprah Winfrey's house. And I was not in her property. I was next door. And then a month later, the writing, a little piece of what I had written, was in O Magazine by another author. And I knew in that moment, neither of us plagiarized the other. I had already written, this person had probably already written and turned it in at the same time. But I knew in that moment, okay, this information is here and there's now an audience. So I went to go get a grant, and I didn't get it. I was told no one's going to understand this yet, and then I just kind of stayed with it, and then kept working, kept doing readings, kept my groundwork going, and then I worked with Gwyneth Paltrow, was put in Goop, and that morning, 15 minutes after the first Goop article came out, that same literary agent I had been working with said, okay, we want it. So that was 2015? At that point, I'd be wrong on that year, maybe, yeah. And then from there, I re-edited and worked on it about 10 and a half months. I say it's a lot like a baby or a child, even if mm-hmm. you haven't had one. I think it takes a good year. And then mm-hmm. It had gone to bid, which I think people will learn about that step, which is a big step. You have to have a little bit of a platform, and you have to write a proposal, and then it goes to certain houses, or you can decide publishing houses, or you can self-publish, decide if you want to do that. Mm-hmm. And then you go through the editing process one more time. It's a lot like, you know, Hollywood and the movie industry, where your work, then I think you need to have an attachment with, so you stay objective if people need to help you form it, but then you're mm-hmm. you stay pretty true to the truth of it. And then that process worked great, and Intuitive Being came out last fall. So the serious process took about a year and a half, almost 2 years, but I originally birthed it quite a few years ago.
Yeah, so the journey began about 6 years ago, and you're right, with the editing process and going back and forth through the editing process, definitely understand that. And next week's guest, actually, we're going to be talking about self-publishing because, you know, I can't tell you how many times, you know, famous authors have been declined by large, you know, firms. And then they go on, you know, there's a little story called Harry Potter that had the same thing, was, you know, denied several times that the story wasn't good enough. And so we're going to be talking about the power of self-publishing next week if our Inspired listeners are interested in that story. But you make a good point about the right side of the brain, the creative side, the power that Einstein referred to, the power or the creative genius that Walt Disney talked about on the right side. So let's talk a little bit more about that, because I love the word intuitive. Obviously, my practice is called the Intuitive Prospector, helping people prospect for whatever they're looking for. But let's go prospecting, no pun intended, for this intuitive and what that actually means.
I think intuitive means that we almost joke, well, we joke the book could have been called Whole Being or Human Being, but we called it Intuitive Being because the right, upping the right side, because our left side of our brain, our analytical, is pretty much on overdrive, as we know, and that's where fight or flight is, our competitor, our analytics, our numbers, our likes, our dislikes, pun intended even, you know, in social media. The right side
and ego. And ego. Don't forget about the ego.
Yeah. Well, and we'll talk about that in a moment, because I do think ego gets a bad rap. I hear you, because I think we're overextended in our left side of our mind than our first three energy centers, which is in the book. Is ego, is self, and we get very confused because we're over-masculated. If that makes sense, we're in the patriarch, the linear too much, where the ego, actually the ego, the self, the personality, the soul needs a feminine side. And then because we need our ego for self-responsibility to not walk into the street, to not fall off a cliff, right? So, but I hear you. I hear what you're saying. We are very intensified in that left side or in our masculine side. So back to your question, intuition or being intuitive means you're in your highly creative, like Einstein talked about. I didn't know Walt Disney did. I mean, I knew he was this, but I didn't know he quoted it. But it's more about understanding that side of you that I think you came into the world with at birth and then you got patterned out of for the most part. And we all did. It's going on for hundreds, if not thousands of years. So you open that side back up, and that's your connective side, your even side. But it's also that knowing of something a little bigger than just our own brain or our own ego. Like you said earlier, it really brings in the magic, synchronicity, the matrix, that kind of unknowing that Einstein talked a lot about. And I think everyone has it. It intimidates a lot of people, but it just starts with breath. It just starts with clearing out your old closet and that kind of those roots. And then it all opens up. So it's not intimidating. And you don't want to bring it too much through your analytical side, because that'll squash it. That's the irony. So it's hard for people because they're processing all this information, but they're really processing through the left side, because that's pretty overextended in our schools and our universities. So I just open up the right side gently and kindly and say, it's there. Keep breathing into it and it will open. And then clear out some old patterning is imperative. And then you'll see how intuitive you really are, because the world or the universe or your God will show you with all these like mind-blowing moments, like we all know, being intuitive, or you're like, how could I have known that? How could that have got created? It's just beyond a God wink or a prayer. It's so fantastic to live in this zone.
You know, it's so interesting, Jill, because so many people, including myself, before my own awareness opened up, is that I don't think people think of themselves as intuitive, really, or having their own psychic abilities. I for one, didn't think of myself in that way, and I thought, oh, you had to have been born with this God-given gift in order to. And so it's a beautiful thing to be able to show people that they too, everybody has the ability. They may not have to go out and, you know, do psychic readings professionally, but they there is that inner voice and inner wisdom that, that each one of us holds. And that is available to us. We just have to understand it. And so it's nice to see that you've put it together nicely in an easy to, you know, understand. So it's not difficult, doesn't seem not reachable, you know, way for people to be able to tap into that themselves. And you're saying, you've said that the book, which is great, is gaining some traction out there. Why do you think that mm-hmm. is? Do you think people are yearning to mm-hmm. connect to that aspect of themselves?
Yes, I think a big piece is that and the timing. You know, if we would have brought it out before 2012, I don't think it would have got the same opening. We're in a time now, and we have been for a few years, where we know there's something more and our systems aren't working. And with a lot of good intentions, you know, our health is deteriorating, our relationships aren't as intimate, you know, money isn't buying what we need, and there's a lot of scarcity. So, yeah, I think it's a timing thing. And the right side of the brain is really connects to the emotional aspect and the spiritual aspect. And I sometimes take on the church a little bit. I love church. I grew up, you know, actually studying and loving a few religions. I think they're pretty much all the same. But our church is patriarch, so spirituality really isn't represented in a ton of churches yet, where it's just you with you, and you are amazing because you're born, period, end of story. So I think that's the other thing that's being revealed is our structures, our churches, our politics, our healthcare system, even schools in some ways are starting to see the truth, and we're in a truthful time. So I think that's what really went on, and the emotional capacity needs to expand in seeing one another. And fight or flight, our left brain and warrior does not see people evenly. And I think people feel bad. They don't realize they don't want to yell at their kid. They don't want to be mad at their spouse. They don't want to not be intimate, but they don't know how to be intimate or how to not trigger at their child or how, you know, how to embrace aging and do it gracefully. So I really wanted to help with practical, real terms in your body, in yourself, already there for free. I mean, the book's $25. I think it's on sale on Amazon. But besides that, you know, just making it super easy. You don't need a ton of outside tools. It's just time to go in. So it's the internal time, I think.
Yeah.
And people know that.
But it's very interesting because, oh, there we go.
Oh.
That is our first lead into our first break. And stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we continue conversation with Jill Willard and her book, The Intuitive Being.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
America's service members and veterans are strong. Forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest, Jill Willard, as we talk specifically about her book, The Intuitive Being. So, Jill, before we were going to go to break, I wanted to just, expand on what you brought up as being very important, where you're saying, where you mentioned that it just requires going within, and this is something that is for free. And all that being said, it's so true, and it's something that we can do at any time, and that people ultimately want to feel the connectedness and the love that comes through quieting the mind and sitting in meditation. But do people always make that a commitment? It's like they want the happiness, but are they committed to it?
I hear you, and I'm so glad. Thank you for coming back to your interesting point. I think what ends up happening a lot too is even commitment might feel taxing to people because they're so overloaded in the mind. So all this talk now about presence and going within, how do we do that? And it really is like that amazing Japanese art of tidying up. To find joy, we need to go into our closet, truly our closet in our home, our junk drawer, our purses, our briefcases. It's the same as or go in the mind and start clearing out. What do we keep? What do we recycle? What do we give away? What do we set free? And I think that's the middle process before anyone can commit to something new, right? They have to try doing that. And that might be a commitment of a weekend or once a week, but we have to make room. We're pretty full. I do not like the term mind full. I'd like to say let's mind empty, just subconsciously. It's not about one more thing, right? Or one more, 20-minute commitment to meditate. It really is, let's remove a few things. We're very blessed in 2017, especially in first world cultures. We have a lot of choice, a lot of things coming at us, and that can be overwhelming. So what can we take off our plate? And that's really going into our mind and clearing out old patterns, old, what are we holding on to? What's not serving us anymore? It could be thoughts, could be things we got passed down, and we can gladly change those in our genetics or epigenetics. And we don't know that. We think, oh, my mom and dad are this way, I'm this way, or I married this partner, or I failed now that I have a divorce. It's like, oh my gosh, that's all left brain, all fear and judgment. Once you start clearing out, you get space between thoughts, space between things. And the great way to do that is to clear out physically, emotionally, mentally. And then spirit has a ton of room to come in, or you'll connect back to your inner spirit if you want to stay with that theme of really feeling that within. Does that answer that?
That's great. Yeah, it really did, because when you look at your life not just as a physical being but as an energetic being having a spiritual journey, and you look at the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, and the physical, I think that's very important. And I've always been a big fan of the words silent and listen. Exact same amount of letters, you switch them around and they have two different meanings. So that's very powerful. And getting out, you said earlier about getting out in nature. We have so many distractions in life, and technology is great, right? But sometimes technology is just too much, and being a way to shut it off. And I like that you said mind empty versus, I do use the term mindfulness, but that's more of being aware to what's going on around us versus I like that mind empty, where we just have so much stuff that we can't tune into the quietness of our soul or our heart or with the spiritual world. And you as a medium know this, that the spiritual world is very subtle. They don't speak in loud voices, and it's us. You had mentioned earlier about writing the same content as somebody else without plagiarizing. And I think that information is accessible by anybody, even if you pull it down at the same time. And, when you get silent and you listen, that's where the amazing healing connectivity, that's where it really starts to take place. And I like your philosophy, Jill, about everybody has this, and Kim had mentioned this as well, and I want our inspired listeners to know this as well, that everybody has intuitiveness, everybody has psychic abilities. I've even been told that some psychics aren't a medium, and I disagree with that, just for the fact I think anybody can connect to the spiritual world. They can, if they choose to, just like myself. you know, but it's no different than the animal kingdom if you think about it. Elephants that go running before a tsunami hits. Dogs know when their owners may pass over. We have that energetic, you know, some call it the sixth sense, some call it intuitiveness, but we have that energetic sense about us. So in the book, you talk about concrete exercises, inspiring yes. practices. Walk us through, for our inspired listeners, something that they could take away from this and put into their spiritual toolbox that they could maybe practice at home or go to Amazon and buy your book, right?
Exactly. Well, and two things. One, about this, because it's important. Some people are not going to want to be psychic. They're just going to want to be intuitive. I think most on your show would
sure.
invite both in. But right, so I just want to separate that really quick, that you can be instinctual, and that can be like a sixth sense. And then the seventh sense might be more of that psychic ability about knowing why you're running away, you know, because we don't know if the elephant knows it's a tsunami. It just probably knows the vibration or instinctively what's coming, right?
Right?
Just food for thought so people can choose how far they want to take this. But I think for us talking and many listening, of course, they would love to be psychic, but it comes with its own bag. And you have to be ready for that,
it
I think.
Does.
But to answer, right? So to answer your question, right, I do think that sixth energy center that I think is just in part of the brain. I think it's in front of the limbic system and probably near the pineal gland, kind of right behind our forehead. So I do think it's there. I try to call it a higher eye or just a window, but you don't have to think of it as a third eye if that scares some people.
Sure.
But that part is about centering the right or left brain to open that up. And within that space, I think there's mediumship, psychic ability, clairaudience, clairvoyance. But you can learn one aspect and not like another as much. It's like being a lawyer or doctor or an athlete. You could learn it, but just maybe your forte is one area that you're best at. But to open it up, it's really about connecting to the energy centers like we've talked about, or chakras. I gave it its English term just to really help not intimidate people. And I think most of your listeners know, it sounds like you've had people on that understand chakras, but they're just known as energy or spiritual wheels. And once again, you're making sure they're in balance. And the right and left brain are critical, or just think right and left side of the body for every energy center. So once you align those and balance those, your sixth energy center, the front of your brain, naturally opens up and knows its wisdom. By the time we're 23 to 26, some say females get it a little before males, but that maturity of the brain has occurred in you all, right? So for 18-year-olds
sure.
that are listening right now, you've got time. Us older people
There's
need
time.
To get it together, but you have time, yeah. But for the older, you've got it in you. And practical tools that I often talk about are a little bit of quiet time if you can, or just breath, deeper breathing when you're driving to the grocery store, driving to work, driving to a school pickup, driving to go on a date. Anything, just start breathing deeper into your lungs and diaphragm. That really, the brain loves it. Think about your two nostrils going up. I mean, this is just physics or biology. And then you go down into your breathing system and you hit your diaphragm eventually, which opens everything up. Fight or flight, you're right at your collarbone. And I have thousands of clients, which I'm sure many listeners, where the, you know, your shoulder and neck are tight. If you start breathing deeper and then just some simple stretches, that's going to open up. I mean, it's just wild. Our nervous system is so taxed, and that's from fight or flight, or that's from competing, even mentally competing at work or at home or in a relationship or, you know, with children or peers. And just breathing deeper is going to open a lot for you in the heart and your throat and your third eye or your sixth energy center. So that's food for thought there. And then the stillness, getting to know yourself is really hard. It's really hard for generations above ours. I'm 43, so when I work with 50, 60, 70-year-old, especially high execs, people who've relied on their analytics and their being the CEO or the president in whatever form, it's hard to get to know the right side. They cry like babies pretty much 3 minutes in because they haven't thought about pain or what drove them since they were probably 2 or 3 or 5, because they shut that side down so young. So to breathe air into it, you're going to feel it a little bit, but that's like that. Cleaning out your closet for joy, you're cleaning out your past. So it's an imperative step. People don't like it, but you have to be rooted. And this is where I'm going with this, because you're grounding your first energy center, your roots, your legs, your sit bones, your hips have to feel grounded like a tree for your intuition to open in a balanced way. Because if you open up your brain or your intuition or third eye and you are not grounded, you will have neuroses. You might hyperventilate. You might hallucinate, and we don't want that for any of you. The brain will not be protected, and I think that's where some of the paranormal or people kind of go off the rails a little bit here and there. I do think psychics get a bad name sometimes for a good reason, because there's a lot of little bit of crazy going on because they're not grounded. So food for thought on everyone opening up, want to ground down. You can earth, you can open, you can read intuitive being, you can keep listening to Deepak because he really knows this well, or many people, but then open up. It has to be balanced. There has to be a partnership, full circle back to right brain. Intuition is a partnership. No one can ego it. It's not in the ego. So you got to relent. You got to get to know yourself, get to know your partners better, bring love and joy in, and then it all opens up really beautifully. So those are the steps.
Yeah, I think that's
breathing, quiet time, facing the past.
I love ahead, it. Please. And you make a strong point, too, about balance, about not, you know, the word psychic. When I first started down this road, I did not want to, you know, even at my demonstrations or my workshops, I ask people, how many of you want to be a psychic medium? Nobody raises their hand most of the time.
No.
And, you know, the word psychic gets such a bad connotation. But, you know, I've come to learn that you make a good point that we have our intuition. And then it's different from the psychic, which is of the soul. It's doing work of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I look at the word psychic, you know, that's love, life, loss, you know, and mediumship is connecting with the actual spiritual world to give messages. But doing that work of the soul is not easy for everyone. So it might be as simply as, like you said in the book, using your intuition to just better navigate the pathways of life, because life throws a lot at us, right? Family, marriages, divorces, mortgages, careers, tragedies. And I think the more intuitive you are and the more aware and intuitive you become, the more it's just kind of like, you know, being the master of your own sailboat and mastering that sail to navigate some of those rough seas and some of those easy seas. So
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say the water is emotion too. If you actually calm the waters, so your life becomes simpler. And this is where I think a lot of people think God works with us, because you don't have as much tragedy because you don't get to those hard knocks. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So there is the whistling, the fun whistling that we have here on Inspired Living Radio. We're going to go to our last break of the show, and we will be back with our special guest, Jill Willard. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stick around, everyone.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our guest today, Jill Willard. Jill, thank you again so much for being with us today and sharing so much of your nice insight on intuition and just giving some helpful tools as to how people can better understand their own intuition. Now, I know you're doing some other beautiful work out there, too, as it relates to your meditation company and also some of the Yeah, some of the fundraising that you're doing for Present. So talk to us a little bit about your meditation company. I've seen some of the videos, which what I love about them are so easy to follow, easy for people to do. And I think people, as you talk about simplifying our lives, these meditations are very simple. Anybody can do them. So talk to us a little bit about that, your company and Present.
Thank you. So our company, I Am, was created because once there was a tipping point with a lot of celebrity and kind of going out public, I saw we needed tools to really help a lot of people, including in the celebrity world, how to understand the simplicity of what we were really talking about. So I created I Am for intuitive meditation, and it's done really well. It's so sweet of you to say about the site, because we just started. The main meditations on there right now are for little meditation kits, and we have about 30 more that will go out in the next couple months. But that was the energy center's kind of intuitive being coming to life, the book coming to life in a practical, simple way. Because the book's not easy at moments because you're clearing your emotional side, like I was talking about earlier, the waters. And we think we have more control of life than we do, but the irony is when we calm our waters inside, then life gets calmer. There can be things that go on, but we even handle them simpler. We don't attract as much drama, et cetera. So then I started to notice we went into the schools a bit. We've helped a lot of people. And then we created Present, which really isn't about the energy centers. It's just about brain, the right and left brain, and how to center in the limbic or in front of the limbic. And just really scientific terms, there's a lot of people, probably not mostly your listeners, but in the majority of, or a lot of U.S. and even other places that don't quite understand or accept meditation yet, which is okay. So we started Present, which is just more tactile about the brain, very linear ways to move forward. And right now we're going for our next round of funding. So you're so sweet to ask. It's really been on the brain of all of us here is how to get this out to people. I have thousands of people waiting for readings, but I want everyone to not need me that way as much. I want to empower people where we don't have to really rely on others. We want to support each other, but the true power is within, as we know. So I'm trying to get the tools out for people to open it up for themselves. So.
Oh, I love that. I love that you're out there empowering people, teaching them how to do this for themselves, and helping them to recognize their own power in this process.
Thank you.
You talked about bringing meditation into schools. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Where are schools with that?
Well, right now, living in Manhattan Beach, California, and West LA and Santa Barbara, we're kind of, in a good way, innovative this way, as you know. We're very California. And from there, we've been able to really practice. We've gone to inner cities in Los Angeles. Sorry, that's our three-year-old right here coming in. Let me grab him. Okay, let's get them. And so this is being present.
And, right. That's good.
It's just been wonderful. Yeah, California's been very supportive. There have been some interest in New York and in San Francisco and places as well. But it's been definitely a process, so we're trying to simplify it and make it really accessible and make it where people bring down the guard and understand this is very much in religion, very much in our everyday. It should be in our school systems. It should be in our parenting. So that's why we're bringing it this way through the children, because I think our kids are very intuitive. And go ahead.
Yes, I just love that. I mean, I would love to bring, I've thought about the idea of bringing meditation into the prison system. I don't know what's going on on that front, but I mean, I'm not doing this work. It's just a thought that's kind of come to me as being something that they need. Oftentimes they're a forgotten part of our society, and then they're released back into society without having the tools to be able to to live life in a healthy way. And so, nonetheless, I've also seen quite a few postings online about different schools that have brought in meditation and how it's really helped the children. Instead of having detention, they have meditation. And so it's just wonderful that you are bringing that to the children. Now, you have talked about that you are an Aquarian, And that sometimes people misread you. So we're talking about astrology now. Is that?
Yeah.
Is that kind of okay? So talk to us a little bit about that. That we are in an Aquarian time. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, it's really proven a lot. We're in this. Some people think it's the new Mayan calendar, the power of she. Aquarian time, the truthful time, it's all the same thing. Think Aquarian energy, Ellen DeGeneres is Aquarian, Oprah's Aquarian. I think that Aquarians love to help one another and really understand innovation and how to bring people together. And we're very truthful, very truthful. But we're also, I mean, you have to understand Aquarian. Many are probably laughing because you either adore Aquarians or you're like, oh my gosh, they're too high up in the sky. That's what I really mean. A lot of this, even in readings, and I wanted to say this to the point about the prison system, I really was humbled starting to do readings 10 years ago because I realized how judgmental we are. And truthfully, even everyone in the political system, prison system, something happened to them to create them to be so angry, upset. I'm not blaming other. It's just we need to take a 50-50 responsibility, and I think Aquarians understand how to bring people together with themselves, with each other, hear each other's stories so you understand, wow, there's a bigger picture here. Our left brain is learned, as Mark was talking about earlier, learned all the behaviors from somewhere. So I'm not going to go at mom and dad because many, you know, it can be community, it can be on television, it can be teachers, peers, coaches. It's a group. It's elder. And we need to come around and really help those who have made mistakes. You know, a lot of the mistakes in the prison system I've watched my friends make, and they're not in jail. So I think there's a prejudice and there's a disharmony. You know, this goes to refugees in so many places where we don't want to bring it down. We want to bring joy and help to one another. And Aquarians understand how to do that in new ways. So that's full circle and answer to that one.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, Kim makes a good point about the prison system. In the fact, I think of the quote from the Dalai Lama where he talks about if we would teach our children at a young age, you know, starting at, you know, 7 or 8, let them be children, but teach them how to meditate and get, you know, in that quiet place, that a lot of the violence that we experience today would be gone within a generation. And, you know, I think that's very mindful. In fact, I have a colleague that's in my spiritual group who's actually moving from the spiritual group to actually go into meditative lessons for teachers in the Portland, Oregon area. So I think as we move forward as light workers, I think the power of meditation, mindfulness, Kim was talking about sitting in detention, or maybe you were saying that, Jill, sitting in detention versus, you know, back in the day, we used to have to go sit in detention. I'm thinking that might be kind of painful to sit in meditation versus detention with our own mindset.
I agree.
Of its own, if you will.
But we've got to empower teens and young on how to process what's happened to them. And it's a lot like the timeout. You know, it doesn't help to isolate someone who's gotten in trouble. They got in trouble. They didn't have the wherewithal to make good choices in the first place. Then you're going to make them sit in their own brain. You know, it's hard. So I do agree meditation is wonderful. And if we could have teachers or music or ways to say, most importantly, I see you, I hear you, I'm here for you. I think that's what heals. And then we go quietly within or go within to face our own demons or our own past. But there's a lot of trauma by the time someone is in detention. So I agree. But I think it needs to be where we guide and support with love. And that's a whole new paradigm, I think, that's coming. Work. Meditation can be considered quiet. Yeah. Quiet and support, anything that helps the mind still.
Yeah, and just, please, you know, powerful words today. You know, we talked about, you know, intuitiveness. We talked about balance. We talked about love. But I think personal responsibility as well, doing readings for other people. But, you know, always putting that personal responsibility back on that person. Because it's so easy to say, well, this psychic said this, or this light worker said this, or this healer said this.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, it's going within and taking personal responsibility for your actions and making those choices. Because that's the greatest gift we're given, right? It's free will and choice to do what we need to do in this life. And just want to ask you a few questions as we kind of wrap the show here, Jill. This is kind of a we got about 3 minutes to the end of the show, but I always like to ask this of my guests. Who inspires you?
Who inspires me? Dalai Lama, yes. The Panchen Lama mm-hmm. lineage, Deepak Chopra, Alicia Keys, Stevie Wonder, and Pink. Pink, yeah.
Pink, oh, all right. Yeah, that's my that's my wife's favorite artist, actually, is Pink. So the power of music and reopened up the show with some Deepak, so some very similarities there. What book are you currently reading?
I love you. Say this. I'm reading quite a few. What's right next to me? Right next to me, next to my bed, is The Alchemist, which I reread every couple of years, right? And trying to visualize it. I should go back downstairs. The Untethered Soul I go back to often. And I'm trying to look down here. Oh, Millie Stamm, Be Still and Know. Old one, very old one. Yeah.
Nice. And as we wrap the show, what's one change that you'd like to see for our planet, or what can we do for ourselves to make that change within ourselves so we can go out in the world and make the world a better place?
To love one another and to know that healing happens within. So we can bring a lot of people and energies around us, but we need to let the healing happen.
Awesome stuff. Well, again, all of Jill's information is posted on our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio. You can get all the details about the book, the intuitive being, how children can benefit from the parents, how to put them into that energy. You can visit her site, read with her. We'll be back next week talking about how to write a book, self-publish, the internet, and next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Until then, be kind. Caring, passionate, today.